As part of the Best Job Ever series, I'm speaking with Roseanne Grandy, a fitness instructor that enjoys leading fitness classes no matter what she faces in life. Roseanne, how long have you been teaching fitness classes?
I've been teaching fitness classes for 36 years.
Well, that's a lot of time up in front of a bunch of people forcing them to move around.
Actually, I enjoy it. I got hooked on it. Fitness classes weren't very fashionable. I started out running and hated it and said, I have to find something else. And it was at a time when we had moved to Chattanooga the first time. I went to a class and they were teaching this to music. And I said, this is it. I loved it. And I was hooked. So that was what hooked me to fitness. I found my niche. And then the rest was history. I just got involved and started teaching and have never stopped.
Do you mind if I say your age?
No. No. I can say my age. It's 66.
Okay.
So I've been teaching for a long time.
You are also right now battling cancer.
Yes, I am. I found out in May that I had breast cancer. I found my lump, which was the most important thing that I could have done. Found it. Got on it, and by June 10th, I was started my first round of chemo.
But you're still teaching fitness.
Yeah, chemo treatments is once every 3 weeks, and you go to the chemo center, and you sit there for 7 or 8 hours, get your chemo. So the chemo week is rough. The second and third week are not rough, and those are the times I go back and I teach, and then I start my chemo again, and we go through the cycle. I have completed my fourth cycle. Tuesday is my fifth, and I'll have one more after that, and I'll be done.
Well, that'll be good. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's made my summer go by very interesting, but I'm happy, and I'm fighting it, and I feel good about it, and I feel positive about it. I've never thought of breast cancer as an illness. It's a weird thing to say. I haven't felt like it was an illness. It was something I just had to do. You know, it was just something else that came up. Okay, I'm going to do this now. I think illness means a cold or the flu, or I have none of that.
Most often, people who are battling cancer have difficulty staying physically fit. They're drained. Exercising is more of a chore than ever before. And if you're even slightly unlikely to get out there and move, you're going to be even more unlikely to get involved in your own personal physical fitness.
Well, I think the important thing, and yes, I agree with that, because the biggest thing I think I do fight is fatigue. Even on the second and third week, I definitely do take my 2-hour naps every day. But I think the key to this is you have to maintain your health as part of your life. It has to be before you get your cancer. You have to be trying to stay fit in any way that you can, even if it's just walking out the door and walking around your block. I think you have to try and stay healthy so that when cancer does come, you're better able to fight it.
I have known individuals that were kind of lackadaisical in the fitness realm, and once diagnosed with cancer, put on a very serious regimen, which eventually changed their lives, and they become fitness nuts because they attribute a lot of their physical well-being and mental positive attitudes to the fitness programs they began once they found out they had cancer. Now, obviously, you've been involved in fitness programs years before, a lifetime before you found out you had cancer. How does that contribute to your mental well-being during this?
I'm better mentally healthy when I do fitness, and I've realized that over the years. It just gives you the euphoria, and I think it's important that if you haven't been fit beforehand, you try to do everything you can to maintain some form of activity, because that will help you in the chemo room. I just do believe it. I see too many people who are sick from other things come to the chemo room, and they're fighting not only the chemo drugs, but they're fighting their other illnesses. So being fit is helpful.
It improves your general health and well-being, and it also eliminates or reduces stress.
Yeah, definitely reduces stress. I always get a kick out of that because I'm very high strung and doing exercise has always been a very calming activity for me. I just feel better after you exercise. And for me, when the music goes on and the people are in front of you and everybody's having a good time, you know, that's just a good thing. I found fitness classes to be my niche. Other people find walking to be that niche. Other people find running to be that niche. I found fitness classes wonderful. I'm just happy when I go in there.
How many classes do you teach?
Well, 6 to 8 a week. I backed down a little bit during the chemo, so I'm only teaching 6 right now.
The students that are participating in your fitness classes, is that a range of ages?
Yes, typically. On Mondays, I teach at the Sports Barn, and on Mondays, I teach a class called Building Better Bones. And that class is for people just starting out in fitness or seniors. It's a moderate to low level movement class. And so I get a range of, in that particular class, maybe 50-year-olds to 80-year-olds. So there are many fitness levels. In my, I call them mainstream classes. In my regular group fitness classes, they're 30-year-olds to 60-year-olds. So the range is broad. And so you just teach to every fitness level, and you tell everybody about their modifications and how they can keep it to their level, which is really important because the goal is to get people to come back. Once they find their niche and they come back, they're yours forever. And these same people will say, I won't be here tomorrow. Okay. They're part of a club.
There's a real social aspect to it.
Yeah, there really is. There really is. In one of my classes, the people know when a new person comes in, they meet them and they greet them. If someone were sick, all of a sudden there's a card for everyone to sign. So it's very warm and friendly and conducive to the camaraderie. And then the fitness is the benefit. We teach balance, which is a big aspect of our Building Better Bones class, and balance and low impact aerobics movement. Weights.
You really love teaching fitness.
Yeah, I really do. I really do. Can you tell? I really do. It's a big deal. I don't think I'll ever not teach.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.